Okay, his next practice is also really simple. It may almost sound so elementary. It's easy to discount. I discounted until I actually did it, and then it really resonated with me. So the setup for this activity is coming from this awareness that so much of our day, so many of our environments are really filled with a lot of anxiety. So people might either be feeling hyper arousal, meaning they just have this shallow breathing, quick movements, rapid speech, just very fast paced. Or people could have signs of what's called hypoarousal, which is the opposite, just that sense of kind of lethargic, just almost frozen, holding their breath, just disorganized, slow speech, just completely overwhelmed and almost checking out. And whether we're hypoarousal or hyperarousal, neither one of them really provide an optimal way for us to lead. So this activity is really a way to support people, if they're in either extreme, to become more present, to come into this more optimal arousal zone. And so it's really designed to help people become more present here in the moment. So it's called the 3x3x3 exercise. And say I'm going to try and describe it. It really is about engaging three of our senses. And in doing that, we identify three objects and assign them some kind of adjective, some kind of descriptor. So here's how it starts. We'll start with sight. So using your eyes, look around wherever you are and choose one object. And focus on that. And then assign it some kind of attribute. Like I'm looking at a turquoise post-it. Sort of notice that. Take a breath. And then gently take your eyes around to just another part of your environment. Choose an object. And name that object. And then assign that another attribute. So I'm looking at some file folders and they're manila colored. And then thirdly, look around, find a third object, simply name that, and then assign that object a quality using your sight. And keep breathing. Just become really present with what you're seeing. And then let's change or move on to a second sense. And let's go ahead and take touch. So go ahead and look around wherever you are. You can get up and move. You can stay seating. But go ahead and touch something. Name it. And then assign that some quality. So I'm wearing a dress and it feels really soft, very soft. Breathe into that. And when you're ready, just look around for a second object, any object that you want to touch. Name that object and assign that a quality. I'm picking up a coffee cup, one of those ones that has a battery and stays warm, and it's very warm. It feels good. And then thirdly, identify another object, name that, touch that. And I'm touching my desk. It's very slippery. And keep breathing into that, noticing what that feels like. So then choose a third sense. We could go for hearing. And go ahead and listen for a sound nearby. Name that and assign that a quality. I can hear a tractor out in the distance. It's got a rumbling sound to it. So Secondly, find another object and listen for that sound. I just picked up a pen to drop it. And it just sounds like a smack. So you can give that a quality. And then listen for a third sound in your environment. Name that and assign it a quality. Breathe into that. And then just allow yourself to notice how that brings you here into the moment. The 3x3x3 strategy is a way to quiet our central nervous system and allow ourselves simply to attune to where we are in this moment.